Hi, I'm Libby Price, presenter of Country Today on the ACE Radio Network, and it's great to host a new podcast, which has been sponsored by Nutrisoil. It's called Next Generation Ag, powered by Nutrisoil. My co-host is Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock, and we'll be unpacking the biological solutions available to farmers in a world of increasing input costs and expectations to produce healthy, sustainable food. Join us as we explore the possibilities beneath our feet. Well, welcome to Episode 8, and we're talking today about supporting farmers to transition with David Hardwick, who's an agroecologist and has his own business, Soil, Land and Food, and with Nicola Maddock, a director of Nutrisoil. What are those support services you're offering?
Libby, we are trying to help farmers to transition, and our purpose is to empower farmers to grow life-enriching food. So life-enriching food comes from soil with really good soil health and lots of life in the soil, and that's actually very good for farmers as well because they're not having to use as many inputs. So to support farmers in how to work this new way, we have for our hub members, so our broadacre farmers, we have networking groups on Zoom. So we have Zoom sessions with other farmers and we ask them what they used this year and how it went well. We also work with Soil, Land, Food, so David here. I think we kind of work as a consortium of such, and there's a number of other places that we work with. We work with Regen Farming and a couple of other agronomists. It's very much a place where if you've got the right purpose, that you find the companies that work really well together. So David does our course called Reboot Your Soil. David, you might want to say what that course is about.
Yeah, it's just a structured program, Libby. A small group of farmers get together on Zoom because everyone's geographically remote, and over 6-7 weeks they can kind of build a plan of action to change their soil management, if you like. So with their own soil tests, and they get to talk with other, with their peers as well.
So do you mean once a week?
Yeah, once a week for about 6 weeks, about 90 minutes a week. And it's a small group, so everyone gets to listen to other farmers and discuss their problems together. But at the same time, they're developing a bit of a plan of action. So, you know, they can take some steps to change their soil management, because you can burn a lot of money on soil, like you can spend tens of thousands of bucks and not necessarily get the right results. So if you're trying to transition to more soil health-based practices, you know, it's finding the right support and also hearing from other farmers their successes.
I was just going to say that farmers would feed off each other, and, and it would help sort of reinvigorate their thinking and and help them to innovate.
Yeah.
Libby, the feedback from that course has been amazing. People feel very supported, and with that ongoing support, they're just going to have someone they can ask, the hub support team, if they've got any questions, and David's going to be a part of that hub support team along the months and years to come, hopefully, and then all in good health. And then Luke from Regen Farming, he goes out to our farmers and teaches them how to assess their soil and helps them if they need anything other than Nutrisoil. So again, we know that Nutrisoil is a biostimulant, it's part of the system, and in transition you might need lime, you might need some synthetic fertilizer, or maybe some mineral fertilizer. So really we're helping farmers use Nutrisoil in the best ways so that they're profitable and it grows nutrient dense food, but we're not saying we're a silver bullet, we're part of that system. And we have biological farming roundtable, so we go around the country and do on-farm events, again showing farmers how to assess their soil and how to just transition using what you've got in the atmosphere and in the soil before you're actually putting those inputs on, and other strategies. Again, it might be a multi-species crop, it might be the way that you know, natural sequence farming, we could refer people to those type of courses, or to a grazing management course with RCS or holistic management. So we're very much about this consortium of everyone working in regenerative or biological or just a sustainable way of farming.
I can hear farmers saying, how do I become a hub member? How do they do that?
Yeah, so it is our broadacre people. We would love to do it for everyone, but once you purchase 1,000 litres or more, we put you into a hub. And one of the really big benefits of a hub is we used to ask farmers to contact each other and have one freight service so you get the bulk rate. But now we do that for them. They didn't have time to do that. So most of our hubs are at the 15,000, 20,000 litre rate, which means that their IBC is $1,000 or more cheaper than what it was if they just called up and weren't in that hub. We don't ask farmers to contact each other. They just contact us. We go, yep, you're in this hub. But they just they're looked after really well and supported really well. We've got this whole hub support team to make it easier on farmers.
And David, what difference do you think it makes to farmers once they become involved in these hubs?
Oh, I think the real power, Libby, is group learning. So we know, I do extension for a living, rural extension, and we know that, you know, in the last 20 years, the real big light bulb moment for extension is social learning. When people are in a group, they learn better because they're sharing their experiences. So really the hub is just a way to get everyone learning together and supporting each other. So that's been the real power of it, and that's why it's been successful.
And that community of just seeing each other across Zoom, it's nearly as good as face-to-face. It's not as good, but you develop a better relationship.
Nicola and David, thank you.